A very good morning on behalf of Tate 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Samach Beis, Menachas 62A, pagination is 123. We're about a fifth of the way down. The first word on the line is Melech, and then we have a two dots where we quote from the Mishnah telling us that Shtei HaLechem and Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, the two loaves of bread of Shavuos, as well as two of the animals of the day, are going to require tenufa, special waving ritual. Now, the pasuk in Parshas Emor, Perek Chaf Gimel, describing Shavuos requirements, tells us in pasuk Chaf, Veheinif HaKohen Osam Alechem HaBikurim Tenufa Lefnei Hashem, the loaves of the Bikurim are going to be processed as a tenufa, al shnei kivasim, together with these two animals. And the words al, which appear in this pasuk, both al lechem abikurim, on the lechem abikurim would be the way typically translated, and al shnei kivasim, on the two animals, give us pause in trying to picture which one is on top of which. Is it on the bread, which means the animals are on top? Or is it on the animals, which means the bread is on top? Let's see the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ve'enif ha-kohen osam, the kohen should do the tenufa, the waving process, al lechem habikurim, yachal, I would think, yaneach kivasim al gabei ha-lechem. You should put the animals on top of the bread. Tamu lomar al shnei kivasim. No, it's on top of the animals. Eal shnei kivasim. Well, if I'm trying to fulfill the words of the pasuk that say it should be on the animals, yachal lechem al gabei kivasim, so I should put the bread on top of the animals. Tamid lomar, but I still have that original pasuk, al lechem abikurim, that it's on the bread. Nishtakal akosuv. It's equally weighed in the pasuk. Ve'ini yodeya, I don't know how to proceed. Im lechem al gabei kivasim, im kivasim al gabei lechem. Which one should I put on top? And therefore, the Gemara proceeds to try to resolve it in a number of ways. One way is that typically the bread is on top. Let's skip to about five lines from this. Chanina ben Chachinoi Omer, Meniach shtei halechem ben yarchoseyen shel kivasim. You put the two loaves between the legs of the animal, umeinif, and that's the way you're doing the tenufa. V'nimtza mekayim shnei mikros halalu. Turns out that you're fulfilling both psukim. On the one end, the bread is on top of the animal. On the other end, the animal, part of it, is on top of the bread. Keep in mind, by the way, that there are two tenufos with these items. One is mechayim while it's still alive, and one is after the shechita. Amar Rebbe said, lefnei melech basav adam einosim kein. We wouldn't put the special bread between the legs of the animal by an earthly king. Lefnei melech malchei amlachim hakadosh baruch hu osim kein. You're telling me, you're suggesting to me that that's the explanation of the pasuk. That's mind-boggling that in front of Hashem you're going to put the bread between the legs. Ella, rather, what does it mean? A much simpler explanation to the pasuk. Menich ze bitzad ze umeinif. You put one next to the other and you're doing your tenufa. Asks the Gemara, v'abainan al. The word al means on, and we need to fulfill that. And how is Rebbe explaining the pasuk? Amalei Rav Chista l'Rav Hamnuna ve'amri l'Rav Hamnuna l'Rav Chista. The statement was said from one of these sages to the other. Rebbe l'taimei, it's Rebbe according to his reasoning, meaning his global opinion, his principle, the Amar that he holds, al besamuch. When it says on or upon, it just means that it's nearby. We indeed have such an expression even in English. And then the enemy was upon them. It doesn't mean upon them physically. We place the enemy soldier on top of the soldier. It doesn't make sense. Upon them means nearby. Detanya, as we learned. V'nasata al hama'areches levona zako. You shall place on the arrangement of the lechem upon him the levona. Rebbe Omer al besamuch. Rebbe says that al means nearby. You don't put it on top of the loaves, you put it on the shulchan nearby. Ata Omer al besamuch u'enu ela al mamish. You're thinking maybe it means literal. Kishuhu Omer, when it says in the pasuk at the end of Chumash Shemos, when they were constructing the Mishkan, Visakosa al ha'aron es haparoches, you shall shield upon the aron the paroches, which was the curtain. Don't confuse paroches with kapores, two different words. Kapores was on top of the aron, that's part of the cover. The paroches is the curtain. The curtain was not on top of the aron. It was in front of the aron. Heve omer al besamoch. Apparently the word al, that it should shield upon the aron, just means nearby. And indeed, it's shielding. It's shielding prying eyes from seeing the aron. It's on top. No, it's upon. It's nearby. And the entire pasuk is resolved in that way. You simply put them next to each other. Indeed, the Rambam in Tamidim Musafim Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph describes, after the Shechita, a specific description of how the Tenufa is done, Manichan Bitzad, next to the loaves. And then he does the Tenufa. Now, the Tenufa process, continuing in the Gemara, is Molech Mevi Ma'ale Umorid. He's going and then bringing. That's the back and forth motion. And then up and down. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan Molech Umevi Lemi Shaharucha Shalo. Going and coming is dedicated to the one who owns the wind, the one who controls the wind, Hashem. Ma'ale u'morid, up and down, l'misha ha'shamayim v'ha'aret shalo, dedicated to the one who's the owner of heaven and earth. B'ma'arav ha'masnu hachi, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they learned it as follows. Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanino, Amolech u'mevi k'di latzaruchas ra'os, the dedication of going and coming is to stop bad winds. And we can link these two concepts, that our dedication to Hashem in recognizing Him as the owner of these winds, of the controller of these winds, the wind should happen in a good way, not to do damage, is precisely that act of faith, is what protects us. And that's the act that creates that energy of faith in a tangible way. Ma'ale u'morid, up and down, kedei latza talolim ra'im, to stop bad dew. And again, the owner of heaven and earth is to whom we are dedicated. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Avin, zos ameres shiyarei mitzvah ma'akvenes haparanus. From here you see that even the leftovers of the mitzvah can stop bad things, meaning even the leftovers, the part of the mitzvah that's not absolutely necessary, it's not ma'akev, if you didn't do it, it would still be kosher, even those parts of the mitzvah are still powerful. And we have this concept, even if it's not the absolute necessity of the mitzvah, it might even be a minig, but it's based on something and it's powerful. Da'tenufa shiare mitzvahi, because the waving process is leftovers of the mitzvah, so to speak. It's not absolutely necessary in the carbon. If you didn't do it, it could still be kosher. V'yotzeres ruchas ros v'tal lim roim. And look at its great impact. It stops the bad wind and the bad dew. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, v'chein lulav, which I'm sure we were waiting for. Lulav is the same thing. And indeed, we find that the waving of the lulav is also la'atzar ruchos ros v'talalim ro'im. Negative things in nature are warded off by the lulav. And as well, holding the lulav might very well be the mitzvah in its barest sense. But the na'anuim and the na'anuim during halel, the shakings, are very powerful. They're part of the mitzvah. They're the proper way to do the mitzvah. In fact, we have a discussion. If the person was already holding the arba minim, but didn't do the shaking yet, and realizes that he forgot to make the bracha, can he still make the bracha? Because he didn't complete the mitzvah. He didn't do the na'anuim yet. Rav Acha bar Yaakov mamti lei, umaisi lei, umachvi hochi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov indeed did this process. Va'omar gira be'ene desitna. He was very bold, and he waved the lulav in such a way and declared that this is a poke in the eyes of Satan. Very bold, very powerful. And the Gemara says, v'lav milsahi. But that's not a factor. That's not the correct way to do it. Let that not stand on the books as a recommendation. Mishum de'osil is gerure bey. Because you don't start up with the Satan. You could do all these things. You could ward him off. But don't flaunt it. Because it's dangerous. Because right now you might have the upper hand, but he could still try to tempt a person. It's not something to be too haughty about. So even though we have on record that this poking was done by someone, and indeed it might be the recognition of power of this mitzvah, but don't say that. Don't use that perspective because it's not beneficial. Again, the concept of tenufa, the concept of tenufa by the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Yatzeres next to each other, not physically upon, and this power of waving regarding the tenufa and regarding the lulav. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.